Again, you didn't have very experienced people anywhere to tell you about how to deal with these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Dumont was pretty savvy on the science and the technical parts of it. And though I don't know where he was getting his input, but he knew that the word was beginning to migrate around the country about quality control.
Mm-hmm.
The word did not originate with us by any means. And he, I'll give you this side note, colorful instances. He hired a retiring general. No, he hired a retiring admiral to carry out some of his commands or orders. I mean, the admiral was skilled in giving orders and seeing to it they were executed. And Dumont knew had the technical sense. So he would, one of the first things he did that I heard about it was that his quality control, he thought, the word came down to me that he thought Bowman had better find out what's going on in the field a little bit more, what other companies are doing. And the command from the admiral came to me, and what I did was, the way that happened, there was another person involved in Dumont. His name was Scott Hill, and he was really a floating ambassador in the industry. He knew a little bit about everything, but not much of any one item. I say that with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew people. And became aware of his activities was when he came to me and told me that he thought it was time that we think about organizing a group in the IRE at that time, and that there was a committee headed by, I think his name was Dr. Baker, with GE, and he was in charge of administering the IRE activities, forming groups in the IRE. You probably know more about that than I do. And Scott suggested that he thought he could get me into one of Dr. Baker's meetings, and would I at least go and mention the words and sound them out as to how receptive they would be. I mean, how would quality control fit in with the IRE's activities? And which I did. And from that, it was proposed that I document, let's say, the thoughts I passed on to them. And they had another meeting. That meeting was up in Syracuse in Dr. Baker's office. And there I made a formal presentation. They indicated more interest up there. I mean, they were not discouraging me. They weren't telling everybody else, stop what they're doing and listen to what Roman's doing. They didn't do that. But they were rationing out minutes to me, so to speak. So I did put together a draft. At this time, another chap in the television industry heard about this. and said he was very interested and would like to follow it and like to be a part of it. That was Jerry Steen. So Jerry Steen and myself and Scott were now moving ahead in an attempt to put together a proposal for a new group. And we did that. It was suggested that we reassemble the signatures of a cross-country, of people across the country who would endorse, sign the petition that they thought this was a worthy cause.